Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Earl Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Wilson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Del Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Frey steals second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sherin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marte. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Marte steals second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges takes first base on ball four. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mauri Arnovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovic. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Frey bunts towards the mound. Paso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins strikes out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marti. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Marti steals second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Young fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey bunts towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilson for a passed ball. Gallen moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Collins reaches second base with a double. Gallen scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein pinch hits for George Sherin. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.